I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Later, a report on the one-woman play Unveiled. But first, the idea that the performing arts can create an environment of hope and support for young people will be reflected in a concert to be held Sunday afternoon at Normandy High School. Here with the story on this weekend's concert, A Concert for Peace and Unity, please welcome Timothy O'Leary, General Director of Opera Theater St. Louis, tenor Jermaine Smith, and from Normandy High School, teacher and choir director Dwayne Foster. Hello to all of you.
Hello.
Hi, Steve.
Hello.
Tim, you and Gene Dobbs Bradford of Jazz St. Louis have been instrumental in putting this together, you and some other people. What's the backstory?
Well, I think like everybody else in St. Louis, in the days after all the violence began in Ferguson, Gene and I were feeling like we wanted to do something that could be helpful to our community and could help tell a different kind of a story about our community and what our community wants to be. So we spoke on the phone about putting together a musical event. We got started right away contacting artists, and as we did, we found that there was this outpouring of interest. So, of course, we contacted Christine Brewer, our local star soprano, and I contacted Denise Graves, one of the great mezzo-sopranos alive, who has a real connection to Opera Theater of St. Louis. She starred in our production of Champion by Terrence Blanchard a couple of years ago. And they were both instantly on board. And then, actually, Brian Owens, the great soul singer who himself organized that Heal Ferguson concert that took place a few weeks ago, got involved. And through brainstorming with several other partners, including St. Louis Public Radio, which is helping us to present it, we had the idea of contacting Dwayne Foster at Normandy High School, realizing, you know, that's the high school from which Michael Brown graduated in June, and it has extraordinary young people in its chorus that Dwayne leads, which actually just performed last year at Carnegie Hall. Mm-hmm. And that's a story that needs to be told. So we've got Christine, we've got Denise Graves, and they will be performing with the Normandy High School chorus and a number of other artists.
Yeah, we'll let you mention them a little bit later. Dwayne, you not only work at Normandy, you graduated from there, so this must have some sort of special personal meaning to you, doesn't it?
This is beyond special. There's a spirit that's exhilarating throughout this whole ideal. When Allison, educational director from Opera Theater, called, immediately I started thinking about how all of this is tying in. And what's interesting is that I'm teaching the Baroque period now in my music appreciation classes, and we're talking about the 30 Years' War and how the Baroque music started to change back to that religious feel in order to kind of heal the society. And it's almost like that's what this concert is doing, and these series of concerts is bringing about a healing that we need, not just in the Normandy School District, not just in Ferguson, but St. Louis needs a healing when it comes to understanding race relations, understanding equality in education. And I think that music is going to be that healer.
And Normandy, not the only high school in the area, but Normandy certainly has seen that kind of strife since the 60s.
Definitely. Normandy has been changing since the 60s. I mean, my brothers went to Normandy, graduated in 73. My sister graduated in 84. I'm not going to say when I graduated, but I graduated after her. And you know, Normandy, the community itself has changed along with the school. And I think that this concert will bring back the Normandy that I grew up in, where it was very diverse. Every day going to school, I would see a microcosm of the world. Now it's not like that, and I think that we need to bring that piece back into the district.
And Jermaine Smith, you didn't graduate from Normandy. I think it was Roosevelt.
Roosevelt is correct.
We won't hold that against them.
Yeah. But I've taught there.
But you have a connection to Opera Theater that goes back.
Yes, all the way back to Denise Graves, actually, was my first vocal
That's
coach.
Right. Wow. How many people can say that?
Yes, yes, for the Audience and Training Program, which was a phenomenal program to tap in the inner cities to find youth who had operatic capabilities they did not know of. And I was that perfect youth because I knew not of anything when it came to opera, nor singing, actually. I was more of a computer science mathematics major, making fun of opera singers. That's what I did. And Dello Thetford heard me there at Roosevelt High School, and he made me do the Opera Theater Artist in Training Program. And I did it and found a whole new outlet. And once again, music on one end has provided a way for me to become more comfortable with who I am and speaking before people, my stage presence, learning all of those things, it applied across the board to I became more confident as a person. So everything affected in my whole life when it came to singing and performing music.
It's interesting to see how I think you mentioned Mr. Owens.
Brian Owens
a moment ago, that there have been several concerts sort of addressing this issue and working to bring people together. So I don't know, what do you think? What is it about art and music in particular that works as a unifier?
Well, first of all, I should say both of these gentlemen are going to sing on the concert. And in addition to their history in this community, they've both had these incredibly impressive careers, right? Dwayne on Broadway and Jermaine Smith.
Yeah, I want you to talk both a little bit about that, but go ahead and address that question.
So the experience that we all have when we experience great music is one that gets right to our emotions, and it cuts across all of our differences. We are all moved by the same thing when we hear a great musical performance, and it's a shared experience in an audience. So how often in our world nowadays are we shoulder to shoulder and having the same intense emotional experience as everybody else in a physical space? I think that's what music gives us. Music is a natural unifier because it's a universal language, and it doesn't speak through our minds. It speaks to our hearts directly, and I think to our souls.
Psychologically, it speaks how music affects the body. If someone is very happy, they're going to put on an upbeat song. If they're feeling a little melancholy or sad or angry, they're going to put on a slower song. So when you speak of music, it's definitely one that will definitely affect the community psychologically. It affects each and every one of us. It can be one that can be so soothing. It can be one that's going to generate whatever emotions you have. It can be one that can calm down emotions. So, and one of the most connecting pieces of any race, culture is music. And so that goes across the board. So for the arts to step in a situation that's going on now, I think it is phenomenal, because then you can relate and you can speak with any race, any community, any culture musically.
I'd like Jermaine and Dwayne for you both to spend a moment and just tell us about what you've been doing. And you're both going to be performing at this event on Sunday. And Dwayne, you graduated from Normandy, but then you left town for a long time.
I did.
Did the stuff on Broadway. So a little bio from you. And tell us what you'll be doing on Sunday.
I left, and I actually went to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. And my voice teacher, Dr. Uzi Brown, basically paved the way for me to go straight to New York and pursue a career on Broadway, which I did. And I did the original company of Ragtime, and I had the honor of being the understudy. And I went on four times with Audra McDonald, who has six Tonys.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, she's
phenomenal.
Amazing. Bow to her. But I'm doing a song from Ragtime, Make Them Hear You. It's the song that Cole Haus sings at the very end before he meets his demise. And it's word for word. The song is appropriate for this event with everything that's going on with this Ferguson situation and with Normandy and, again, with equality of education. It's a charge just telling the youth to go out and make people hear you, and not necessarily through violent protest, not through rioting, but there are other ways of hearing the power of the pen. And through our situation, through music, people can hear our message.
And Jermaine, a little bio on you and what you'll be doing.
Well, as I said, I started out with Opera Theater St. Louis, who helped discover this ability. And since then, I performed with like seven consecutive seasons in the chorus. Basically, it was like summer camp going out there. Then I got a call to audition for A Porgy and Bess with Houston Grand Opera in New York. I went, I did it. Then I did my first production of Porgy and Bess in Paris at the L'Opéra Bastille. And from there, I went on to keep touring every year. Another company called me on, so I've been through Italy, Germany, Spain, Amsterdam, Sweden, Switzerland, Japan, all through Europe. And now I've grown from the ranks of chorus to Sportin' Life, which is, he's like the Iago of the chorus.
He's the fabulous tenor.
Yeah, he's a killer role.
Yeah,
so
a
I will,
great role.
I'll
well,
be doing.
What will you be doing Sunday?
I will be doing a piece from Porgy and Bess. It ain't necessarily so. I thought it'd be a nice, fun piece that calls for a call and response from the choir and audience. So it is a very fun piece. It shows a different style, all the different styles that Gershwin did in that piece. So that's definitely be the call and response.
And Tim, you mentioned Christine Brewer and Denise Graves. I don't know if you know what they're going to be doing, but would you mention that and the other people in groups that will be performing?
Absolutely. Germaine started in that program that we call the Monsanto Artisan Training Program, which is a weekly voice lesson for high school students throughout this region at the college level. And so that's how we were so fortunate to find a talent like Germaine. But there are so many other great singers with big careers that have come out of that program. One of them is Julia Bullock, who is a soprano, graduated from John Burroughs High School, and just won the big Naumburg Prize in New York, which is one of the major prizes you can win as a young musician. She's had these tremendous reviews in the New York Times and the Washington Post, a real star on the rise in the opera world. She's performing on the concert. Another singer is Jennifer Sheehan, graduate of Kirkwood High School. She graduated from the Monsanto Artisan Training Program, went to Juilliard as an opera singer, but now sings cabaret in New York. She's singing at the Cafe Carlyle. She sung at Carnegie Hall, and she's singing on the program a cabaret piece. Another singer on the concert, also from Opera Theater's Monsanto Artisan Training Program, is a guy named Darrell Akon, who's a baritone. He's going to sing Deep River. He was a Jardin Young Artist with Opera Theater last season. He's just gone on to a Fulbright Fellowship. These are extraordinary artists who are all from the St. Louis area. Germaine still lives in Ferguson. And then, of course, we've got lots of other genres as well. So there's Erica Johnson, great jazz vocalist who's on the program. The Gene Dobbs Bradford Blues Experience. That's, of course, the eponymous Gene Dobbs Bradford who runs Jazz St. Louis. He's my great colleague, and he's going to be on the program playing his unbelievable blues harmonica. We have two church choirs. We've got the Shalom Church Choir, City of Peace, and Cote Brilliant Presbyterian Men's Choir, each singing spirituals and gospel. We decided the program should focus on spirituals and American songs. So Denise Graves will open the program with a song called Prayer, which is after a text by Langston Hughes. Christine Brewer is going to sing Simple Gifts. Then they both come back and sing with the Normandy Choir. Christine will sing You'll Never Walk Alone from Carousel, Rodgers and Hammerstein. And then Denise is singing a great spiritual called Get on Board. And then on top of that, we also have the great Gateway Men's Chorus, which is going to sing a song called Rise Above the Walls, all about overcoming divisions between us. This, I think, is going to be a tremendously powerful program.
Now, the concert's going to benefit Friends of Normandy School District Foundation.
That's right.
Which provides scholarships and things.
The concert is free and open to the public, and we hope everybody will come. We're going to have a, you know, opportunity to make a contribution, if you would like, to the Friends of Normandy Scholarship Foundation, which provides financial support to graduates of Normandy who go on to higher education, and I think we can really make a difference there. That's the goal. It's a good goal to come together and to feel unified and to make a new story about our community, but most importantly, we should be supporting the young people of the community in this way.
The concert is Sunday. Doors open at 4. I think the performances begin at 4:30.
That's right.
That's at Normandy High School's Viking Auditorium, which is on St. Charles Rock Road. If you'd like more information, go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page. We'll have a link to all the information that you need. I'd like a final word from each of you on one thing before we go, though. What do you hope that this experience will mean for people, or what experience people will have when they leave? Could I start with you, Germaine?
First, I hope that it definitely will encourage their hearts to see that we all can find unity through music. And I think it's going to be such an inspirational concert because it deals with all different genres of music. So whatever you think you like or don't like, we're going to tap into it and to inspire you in a way to understand that it is still possible to smile and even in times like this.
Dwayne?
We are one in song.
Tim.
That's right. This is a concert that focuses on the human voice, whether it's gospel, jazz, blues, opera, spirituals. We all have a voice, and the voice can bring us together in literal harmony, but more importantly, as one community that is determined to be a better community.
That's Timothy O'Leary of Opera Theater of St. Louis. We've also been talking to tenor Germaine Smith and to Dwayne Foster, who is a choir director and a teacher at Normandy High School. Again, the Concert for Peace and Unity, Sunday, 4:30 at Normandy High School. Thank you all, gentlemen, for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And here are some of the stories that the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom is following today. Members of St. Louis's local transit union today protested outside of Metro headquarters. They're accusing Metro officials of trying to racially divide workers when a senior manager handed out recipes for Oreo cookies during labor negotiations. Metro denies the accusations. Hundreds of students at Vashon High School walked out of classes for a short time this morning. They complained about the dismissal of their principal, too many substitute teachers, and a lack of resources, like new books. And the mayor of a small St. Louis County town, Pine Lawn, has been indicted on charges of extortion. The U.S. Attorney's Office says Sylvester Caldwell took cash bribes from the owner of a towing firm in exchange for steering the city's business to the firm. And you can learn more about these and other stories this afternoon on St. Louis Public Radio and throughout the day at stlpublicradio.org. Coming up, a conversation with actor Martin Sheen. This is St. Louis Public Radio.